In the good old days, games. Introduction. Today, computer games are everywhere. Own computers, Microsoft Xboxes, Sony PlayStations, Nintendo Game Boy and Wii, and even on your cell phones. I can go to the internet and buy almost any game ever created and have it downloaded to my home computer in a matter of a few minutes. Anything from old games like checkers and chess to newer games like Grand Theft Auto, Final Fantasy, Fallout, Master of Orion, and XCOM. Have you ever tried to imagine what kids did for entertainment 50 years ago when TV was in its infancy and personal computers didn't yet exist? How did they survive the endless hours of mind-numbing boredom that they must have experienced after coming home from school? What did they do on weekends? It must have been horrible. Well, it wasn't all that bad. Outside games. For outside games, we would ride our bicycles around the neighborhood or get a group of kids together in our neighborhood and play baseball or football in an open field. Soccer wasn't popular at that time. We also had hopscotch, jump rope, hide and seek, and flashlight tag. It was in high school that I first began playing tennis with a friend. We taught ourselves how to play. Flashlight tag is a game that we neighborhood kids may have invented, I'm not sure. It is played at nighttime and is a combination of hide-and-seek and tag, also known as you're it. The person who is it uses a flashlight to find people. To catch someone, he must shine the light on that person and call out their name. If he correctly identifies the person before they run away and hide again, then they are caught and must go to jail. Some prescribed location, such as a porch or driveway. To win the game, the person who is it must catch everyone and put them all in jail at the same time. But once he catches someone, his job now becomes more difficult. He must go out and search for and catch the other players, which will leave his jail unguarded. If any free player can reach the jail and touch the captives, then they are all free and can escape and go hide again. Thus, the person who is it must not only search for others, but also try to guard his jail while doing so. If he sees someone running toward the jail to free the captives, and he can shine the light on them and capture them before they do so, then that would-be rescuer is now also caught and goes into jail alongside all the other captives. Inside games. For inside games, we had card games like Go Fishing, Rook, Solitaire, or Poker. We played poker with poker chips for fun, not money. We didn't have any money back then. Playing cards. A normal deck of playing cards consists of 52 cards divided into four suits: clubs, diamonds, hearts, spades. Each suit has 13 cards. In order of increasing value or strength, these 13 cards are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, jack, queen, king, ace. In some games, an ace might be used as a one. Some decks will include one or two jokers. A joker is a wild card that can be used to represent any of the other 52 cards at the player's discretion. Thus, a joker is very powerful. One player, called the dealer, deals the cards to the player. Cards are dealt to each player in turn. For example, one card to each player, then a second card to each player, then a third card to each player, etc. If a game will include jokers, the dealer will usually announce this by saying, "Jokers are wild." This means they are used as wild cards that can represent any card of the player's choosing. Before playing with the deck of cards, the dealer shuffles the cards first, mixes them up in a random order. The game of poker. The cards in your hand are called your hand. Some poker hands include one pair, three of a kind, four of a kind, a flush, a straight flush, and a full house. When you play poker for real money, this is called gambling. People who gamble are called gamblers. There is a well-known country music song titled "The Gambler," sung by Kenny Rogers. In this song, an old gambler teaches a naive young kid a lesson about life using a poker game as his metaphor about life. Below are some example poker hands from highest to lowest. Five of a kind, royal flush, straight flush, four of a kind, full house, flush, straight, three of a kind, two pairs, one pair. Thus, a flush beats a straight. Three of a kind beats two of a kind. A royal flush beats any hand except five of a kind. Board games. Besides card games, we had tabletop games, also called board games, because they were played on a playing board while sitting around a table. You may be familiar with some of the simpler games like chess, checkers, Chinese checkers, dominoes, and Scrabble. Some other board games are shown below. All of these are turn-based games, which means that players take turns moving their pieces around the board. One player is selected to go first. Then all players take a turn in a clockwise or counterclockwise direction. When everyone has had one turn in this circular sequence, that completes what we call one round. Then the next round begins with the first player again. If you aren't sure whose turn it is, then you would ask, "Whose turn is it?" Player A might say, "It's my turn." Do you know any of these games? Below is the game of Monopoly. It includes a playing board, two dice, some play money, and playing pieces that are moved around the board a certain number of spaces each turn based on a throw of the dice. Singular of dice is die. One die plus one die equal two dice. We throw or cast the dice, then add up their total. Did you know that the opposite sides of a die always total 7? If I throw two dice and get two ones, this is called snake eyes. Two sixes are called boxcars because they look like two rectangular train cars. Throwing a 7 or 11 is considered lucky. Below, some people are playing Monopoly. Each person has some Monopoly money in front of them. Whoever ends the game with the most money wins. Do you recognize the uniforms below? My favorite board game was called Risk. Its goal is to take over the world, no less. The playing board is a map of the world, and the playing pieces are armies. Dice throws determine whose army wins each battle.